The much-anticipated privatisation of the Czech Republic's national carrier, Czech Airlines, or ČSR, has hit turbulence, with Air France, KLM, dropping out of the tender. That leaves only one bidder for the loss-making airline, and the Czech government likely to face a choice between getting a poor price for ČSR or not selling it at all. Ian Willoughby's been following the story and joins me now in the studio. So, Ian, could you give us the background for a start?
Well, the Czech state has been wanting to sell its 90% stake in Czech Airlines for quite a long time now. Somewhat later than originally planned, the government announced a tender to buy the airline in February this year. The deadline for would-be buyers to announce their interest was March, but only four firms threw their names into the ring. People had expected more companies to be interested. Of those that did, two, one of them being Russia's Aeroflot, were excluded. And that left only two companies in the running for the final round. They were, as you say, Air France KLM, that's Europe's biggest airline, and Travel Service and Unimex Group, which is a Czech-Icelandic consortium. But now, yes, Air France KLM have pulled out of the tender.
Right, and have they actually cited a reason why they're doing that?
Well, it's a simple reason. The reason is the financial crisis. The thing is, though, that some have been saying that Air France, which had been seen as the favourite to buy Czech Airlines, could have been a real strategic partner for the company. ČSR, like a lot of the air industry, is experiencing severe problems at the moment. It has been for quite a long time now. For instance, in the first quarter of this year alone, ČSR suffered losses of more than $70 million. Also, in the first half of the year, there's been a fall of 10% in passenger numbers. So the firm is in trouble, and some are suggesting that Travel Service Unimex maybe wouldn't have what it takes to turn the company's fortunes around.
Right. Obviously, this is not good news. What has been the Czech government's reaction to this development in the privatization of Czech Airlines, and what happens now?
The Minister of Finance, Eduard Janota, he says the sell-off is going to go ahead anyway as planned, despite the fact there's now only the one bidder. He said cancelling it could lead to complications in the form of arbitration. Some are suggesting that the state will be willing now to take even a very low price for Czech Airlines, and it certainly would appear that they will get considerably less than they might have imagined a few years ago, or even possibly a few days ago before Air France and KLM pulled out. In any case, Travel Service and Unimex, have until the end of September to say how much they're willing to pay for ČSR. Soon after that, a couple of weeks later, the Cabinet will decide whether to accept or reject that offer. But one thing the Finance Minister is saying is that if the airline isn't sold, the government isn't willing to bail it out if the company gets into financial difficulties.
My thanks to Ian Willoughby there. Now, turning to exclusively domestic matters.